18. Billy Singer might not have been the most famous casino owner in Vegas. If he wasn't, he was definitely in the conversation. It was mostly because of his television commercials for the centerpiece of his gaming empire, one that included casinos in Tahoe and London, simply known as The House. "Come to Las Vegas," Billy would say, looking into the camera, "and see if you can take my money home with you. Everybody thinks they can beat The House. Come see us and see if you can beat mine." He reminded Jesse of the old actor George Hamilton, but then the only actors Jesse knew were old ones. White hair, perpetually dark tan, admitting to being 72 now, but older than that according to internet biographies, looking a lot younger than that up close because of all the expert work he'd clearly had done. Only his veiny hands betrayed him, because they always did. "Hands got you every time," Jesse thought. He was frankly amazed that Singer had allowed his hair to go snow white, that he wasn't one of those aging celebrities with hair the color of one of his baseball mitts. Singer had rented a big place on Stiles Island for the duration of his competition with Ed Barone. Singer said he planned to buy a place of his own, or build one, once he was awarded the land. "When?" he said, not "if." Like a guy running for office and saying, "When I'm elected," like it was some kind of sure thing. Singer answered the door himself. Lime green polo shirt, skinny jeans, expensive-looking boat shoes. Firm handshake, as if he'd learned it at big guy school. "Whatever it is, I didn't do it," he said, leading Jesse into a massive living room with high ceilings and lots of windows and a panoramic view of the water, with the Stiles Island Bridge off to his right. Somewhere in the vast distance was Portugal, or the Azores. Jesse could never remember which came first. As good as the view was from here, Jesse knew the view from the throw up much higher was even better. Billy Singer jerked his head in the direction of an impressively stocked bar. "Get you a drink, Chief?" Singer said. He smiled. "It's 5 o'clock somewhere, right?" "Maybe you haven't heard," Jesse said. "I retired with the trophy." One of his stock lines. He didn't attend many cocktail parties. Rarely attended parties of any kind, really. But when he did, and somebody would offer him a drink, he'd simply say, "I've already had enough." "Did I know that?" Singer said. "Shit, I hope it's not one more thing I forgot. Every time I can't find the damn remote, I think I'm on my way to getting diagnosed with a Big Al." They sat on a sun-splashed area at the end of the room that opened out onto a deck. Singer was working on a Bloody Mary. Jesse idly wondered if it was his first of the day. "So, how can I help you?" Singer said. "You could start by telling me why you thought you needed to bring in Crow to close a real estate transaction," Jesse said. "You know Crow?" Singer said. "You know Crow and I have history, Billy," Jesse said. "And you know that I know that you know, because it's something Crow would have told you before he ever got to town." Jesse smiled. "This'll go a lot easier if you don't try to bullshit me like you're one of your casino hosts instead of the guy who owns the place." Singer's smile held, but by threads. "Little aggressive there, am I right?" Jesse was still smiling back at him. Not even close. "You know about casino hosts?" Singer said. "And used car salesmen," Jesse said. "And guys selling steak knives when I'm up too late watching television." Singer laughed. "Not a fan of Vegas, I'm guessing," Singer said. "Not even close," Jesse said again. "I'm not here selling," Singer said. "Just trying to buy." "Why do you want the land this much?" "Now, just for the sake of conversation, what if I were to tell you that my business is none of yours?" "Would make me wonder about your business even more," Jesse said. "And if that had anything to do with the death of Neil O'Hara." "That's your business," Singer said. "I'm just trying to understand yours," Jesse said. "I want this deal for the same reason I want everything," he said. "Because I do. because I already own as much of the Strip as I'm going to own, because I have been looking to expand into this part of the country for a while, especially now that you don't have to be in a tribe to own a casino here. Jesse watched him closely as he listened, and despite all the spitshine to him, all the teeth and hair and what he was certain was killer charm, Jesse could see the predator in the man, like a hawk making a high, slow pass. How much of this has to do with the fact that Ed Barone wants what you want too? Jesse said. Singer grabbed the celery stalk out of his drink and ate half of it. Well, he said, there is that. Why do you hate him so much? That brindled stiff isn't important enough to hate, Singer said. He's just somebody in the way before you win and he loses. I read he made a run at you a year or two after you first opened your casino, Jesse said. I'd hit a rough patch, Singer said. I came out of it, despite the fake news on that. He shrugged. It's what I do. But before I did, he came at me with friends of his who were enemies of mine. Guessing that's not something that would be easy to forget. When I'm dead, Billy Singer said. And maybe not even then. This land worth killing for? Jesse said. You asking about him or me? Either way. Him, Singer said. Not me. That was the old Vegas. Like the one in the movies, not mine. Jesse got up and walked to the window and stared out at the ocean. When he turned around, he said, a couple of kids who've been digging those graves at the Throw have disappeared. Any chance you know anything about that? I got nothing to do with any of that, he said. That's Lawton's problem, for as long as it's still his land. When it's mine, I'll deal with them if they keep it up. Crow went to see one of the kids, Jesse said. Any idea why? Ask Crow, Singer said. He smiled and showed Jesse a lot of teeth, even whiter than his hair. Listen, here's all you have to know about me. I'm just a guy trying to buy some prime real estate. You don't need to treat me like some grifter on the hustle. Your words, Jesse said, not mine. I got a gift for reading people, Singer said. When they got to the door, he shook Jesse's hand again, even more firmly than before. Jesse waited until he was behind the wheel of the Explorer before counting his fingers. He was on his way back to the station when Suit called and told him Molly was at urgent care. Why? Jesse said. Somebody knocked her out over at the tree hugger's house, Suit said. He paused. One punch. He paused and said, she's with the doctor now. Jesse knew how much force was required to knock someone unconscious with a single punch. He told Suit he was on his way. He used the siren and the flasher.